From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, March 11th. Coming up, we'll learn more about how the local nonprofit Dream is making a lasting impact on kids and their families in Champaign County. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Proposed legislation in Springfield could help Illinois Medicaid patients with serious mental health diagnosis to get treatment more quickly. Jade Marceau reports.
The proposal will remove the need for prior authorization when patients are prescribed drugs for conditions like schizophrenia. Patients will not have to wait for approval to get their medication. Democratic State Representative and bill sponsor Lindsay LaPointe says this will improve care after treatment in hospital settings.
So what we're talking about is getting rid of a really intense barrier at the very end of a long road of struggle to get access to basic mental health support, including psychotropic medication.
According to the National Alliance on Mental Illness, it takes an average of 11 years for people to receive the right diagnosis and treatment. I'm Jane Marceau.
Illinois programs providing health care coverage to undocumented and, for now, some documented residents are shrinking. Alex Degman reports.
The state says residents who have been documented for less than 5 years will no longer be eligible for coverage under the health care benefits for immigrant adults and seniors programs. Also, starting April 1st, enrollees will once again have to start proving they're eligible. People will be unenrolled if they don't respond by July 1st. Annual redeterminations were paused during the pandemic along with the Medicaid pause, but the state did not resume them when Medicaid redeterminations resumed. The program covering seniors was launched in 2020 and expanded in 2022 to include those 42 and older. A legislative oversight panel will likely consider the rule changes next week. I'm Alex Degman.
Two Republicans are hoping to challenge U.S. Representative Nikki Budzinski for Illinois' 13th congressional district. The two, Thomas Clatterbuck and Joshua Lloyd, will compete for the GOP nomination during Illinois' March 19th primary. Regardless of who wins this month, both candidates would be working at a massive financial disadvantage come November. Clatterbuck says that shouldn't matter.
So we can beat them by showing we're prepared to put in the work to meet the voters, find what the voters need, and then come up with the substantive answers, the substantive policy that's going to make life better for people. No, we're not going to outspend Budzinski, but we don't need to, because we have other things that money can't buy.
Clatterbuck of Champaign is a third-year law student and describes himself as center-right. The 31-year-old says his main issues would be modernizing old laws that govern the internet and technology. Budzinski, who is seeking her second term, does not have a Democratic primary opponent. Early voting in Illinois has begun. Voters will cast in-person ballots on Tuesday, March 19th. The University of Illinois is not renewing their contract with the school's first Associate Vice Chancellor for Native Affairs. IPM's Emily Hayes has more.
Jackie Rand is a citizen of the Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma. She was appointed in 2021 to mend relationships with Native tribes pushed out of Central Illinois. Rand says the university never gave her the funding they promised, and her superiors did not respond to emails.
This place has a really bad history with Indians. And I think they've treated, like, lots of Natives who've come through this campus very disrespectfully. And I feel very disrespected.
Still, she plans to continue as an assistant professor of history after her administrative role ends in August. U of I spokesperson Robin Kaler didn't comment other than saying the university will select Rand's successor over the summer. I'm Emily Hayes with IPM News.
The number 12 overall Fighting Illini men's basketball team finished the regular season yesterday with a road win over the Iowa Hawkeyes 73-61. Illinois senior guard Terrence Shannon Jr. led both teams with 25 points and added 3 rebounds. Illinois finished their regular season in second place in the Big Ten Conference with an overall record of 23-8 and a 14-6 record against conference opponents. The Illini will play in a Big Ten tournament quarterfinal on Friday, March 15th at 5:30 p.m. Still to come, we'll learn more about how the local nonprofit Dream is making a lasting impact on kids and their families in Champaign County. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
On Masterpiece is a three-part miniseries based on the life of 1960s actress and television presenter Nolly Gordon. Helena Bonham Carter stars as Gordon, who was beloved by viewers and admired by her co-stars, but who was a thorn in the side of some directors. When she's unexpectedly fired at the height of her career, Nolly and her fans refuse to be silent. This series explores how the establishment turns on women who refuse to conform. Members can watch all three episodes now with WILL Passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Many after-school programs provide help with homework and fun activities for kids, but one local organization aims to have an even greater impact on young people. Illinois Student Newsroom's Madison Holcomb has this look at the DREAM program, which aims to build lasting relationships and set kids up for lifelong success.
It's a Saturday afternoon in February, and Carolyn Johnson and her 15-year-old twins are playing a card game in their living room before dinner. It's an electronic twist on Uno called Uno Attack. Carolyn says she's really enjoying these teen years because she sees her kids becoming more independent. She says when the kids were younger, it was challenging in different ways. But one thing that really made a difference was getting involved in a program known as DREAM, or Driven to Reach Excellence in Academic Achievement for Males. Carolyn and her twins got involved about a decade ago, when the kids were in second grade. Zaire says around that time, his father was no longer in his life. And Tracy Dace, the founder and CEO of DREAM, quickly became a father figure to him.
Since my father was around that time, I really didn't know how to be like a proper man, to me at least. You know, Mr. Tracy stepped in for us.
Carolyn says she is also thankful for the relationships DREAM has helped her build.
DREAM has been an integral part of my single motherhood. With DREAM, I didn't feel alone as a parent. I felt like I could reach out if there was ever anything that I needed. DREAM felt like family, and not just Mr. Tracy, but just the whole organization.
Tracy Day started DREAM in 2015 with a group of 10 boys. He says the initial goal was to support boys academically, socially, and emotionally.
It was this vision for, by supporting our children at an early age, then we can begin to think about disrupting the school-to-prison pipeline, disrupting poverty, knowing that those early academic successes will lead to greater outcomes in their life.
DREAM expanded to include girls during the pandemic. And today, Day says DREAM is a space for any and everyone who is seeking hope and opportunity. The program is supported by grants and donations, so they're able to offer free after-school and summer programs. DREAM also provides workforce development and job preparation for teens and young adults. Many young people end up building relationships with staff and volunteers who become like mentors. Sometimes they go on trips together, to places like museums, colleges, and beaches. One group even went to New York last October. DREAM was originally catered toward Black children and families, but now it's becoming more diverse. Carolyn's daughter, Kyla, says she's thankful that she's been able to meet people who are different from her.
They may go through struggles that I may not have to experience. I'll never get to see that, but I can see that through somebody else's shoes.
Day says he's most encouraged when he sees kids show that they want to be there.
When I think about DREAMers and families who've been with us for over 5 years, who continue to return for our programs, for me, that says that we are making an impact.
I think organizations like DREAM, they are very critical.
Ruby Mendenhall is an associate professor in African American Studies and Sociology at the University of Illinois. As part of her research, she studies the impact of social inequality on people throughout their lives.
Just to see young people getting the exposure and seeing the light come on, and then also giving them the unprecedented access. I think that that's critical. I think giving them opportunities around education is critical.
Dace says many DREAMers do see their grades improve, but academics is just one piece of the individualized support DREAM provides.
We see it as this multifaceted way of reaching children and providing them with a variety and a wide range of experiences and skill building so that they can have what they need in order to be healthy and successful.
Dace says he loves seeing people come together to support programs like DREAM.
I just think as a community, we really have this unique opportunity to support each other and build some coordinated services and programs that can really help transform some of the issues into some greater positive outcomes in our community.
Anyone who's interested in getting involved with DREAM can check out the program's website for more information. I'm Madison Holcomb, Illinois Student Newsroom.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny with a high of 64 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Jade Marceau, Will Bauer, Alex Degman, Emily Hayes, Colin Highslope, and Madison Holcomb. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.